Hello, my friends out there in internet radio land. Welcome to my show, Souls Evolution. This is the Reverend. It's actually been 3 weeks since I had my class run. And here I am back in San Antonio. I went on a cruise the week of 27 August. 27 August? Yes. And then we got back last Saturday, but by the time I got back to the house, it was already about 6 o'clock, and we were tired from traveling all day, so I canceled that show, too. But they did a rerun, which they've done before, and I'm very grateful. But you didn't get to live, Blake, since before the 27th, which was the 20th of August, was the last time I was live. Anyway, on this show, I'm going to talk about a man who was abducted by extraterrestrials and taken to their planet. And my friends, and there might be some extraterrestrials out there listening right now to my radio show, because if you go to church, if you're involved in religion, if you're involved with any kind of spirituality, it's like an appetizer. But when you listen to my show, you get the whole entree. You get the real thing. You get the real meat of spirituality, so to speak. I don't hold anything back. I want you to know the truth. I'm a truth seeker myself. How about you? Yes, you should be. Because tomorrow, any single human being on this earth. So the real deal is developing yourself spiritually. And I wish, before I die, and I'm getting up there, I've got more years behind me than I do ahead. I'm 68, I just acknowledge this, that we can make contact with extraterrestrials before I die. And I think there's a lot of other people who wish that, that hope that as well. Because it would change everything so much for the better. As long as people didn't freak out, start trying to kill each other, you know. We can reason with logic that they're out there, right? There's all this life on Earth, and you know, I've said it before. I love saying it. So many times I've said it on my previous radio shows. All this life on Earth, the insects, the reptiles, the birds, the amphibians, the mammals. It happened by accident. It happened by accident anywhere in the universe. And we're discovering more and more planets all the time, you know, through the Kepler Space Telescope or the James Hobb Space Telescope. So there's no refuting that there are other planets out there. There's probably in our Milky Way galaxy alone 30,000 Earth-like planets. In the universe, probably a billion. Because it's incomprehensible to understand just how big the universe is, my friends, and how long it's been in existence before this planet, this solar system was created. So, in this book, and it's called Abduction to the Ninth Planet, it's one of my favorite books. I've talked about it on previous radio shows. It's also known as Saya Uba, the Golden Planet. So I'm going to read to you today. And the situation is, the author, his name is Michael Desmarquette, who passed away recently, a French man who lived in the night. He was a good word. Well, planet knowledge that these extraterrestrials that you could share with everybody, that people like me could share with you, so we can help make the world a better place. And those people that don't want to make the world a better place, well, they're probably young souls and don't understand the big picture. No offense. Old souls, like I think I am and other people here on Earth. And by the way, planet Earth is not an easy planet to live on. Those souls that are, excuse me, take a drink of water. Those souls that are born into this planet experience one of the hardest lives that souls can ever experience in their process of reincarnation throughout this universe, the planet that we reincarnate into and out of. Well, with Michael Desmarquette, he was a very advanced soul, and he's a great author, too. You should really get that book, Abduction to Kapula, which is the name of the planet, the golden planet. According to him, he was taken from his backyard by these extraterrestrials and their spaceship. They arrived in the parallel universe, our planet that's all throughout the universe. The way, best way I can describe it is that it's like a fourth dimension. It's a no material physical objects in it, like this physical universe we're in. And the method of transition is primarily by the power of thought. Even people and their spaceships and anything else is not physical matter. So when they transition from that dimension of physical to non-physical, it's a requirement to be able to disassemble and reassemble molecules of everything. And, of course, their technology enables them to do that because they've been in existence longer than we have. Hey. And so they picked them up in the parallel universe so they wouldn't be detected in the middle of the night. It was the early morning. And it was beamed up to their, close to their spaceship. And it explains it. Encounters before they actually take him aboard the spaceship, but the spaceship itself designed approximately 70 meters in diameter and capable of traveling several times speed of light and going interdimensional. And the extraterrestrial, what we know here on Earth is transgender or to regenerate their cells so they don't grow old. They're 9 feet tall. They've got beautiful, beautiful bodies, hair, teeth, perfect, everything. Of course, they are absolutely, incredibly intelligent beings. And so they took them to their planet, which is here in the middle. And he spent 10 days there. And they showed him their planet. It's a beautiful planet, unlike Earth, which, well, I mean, they take that back. Earth is a beautiful planet. Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful planet. It's an amazing creation. But there are also other beautiful, fantastic planets out there in the universe, and especially... The thing about planet Earth, my friends, is it is a planet Earth. Explain. The not their evolution. Planet Earth is a category one planet, which means that it's the come here to learn a lot about basic social values. And suffice it to say, there are a lot of young souls also, in addition to a lot of old souls here. And when you have a lot of young souls, and also when you have a planet like this planet, and all planets go through their own respective evolution, believe it or not, that's a surprise to you, isn't it? Yes, planets are evolving too. Category 1 planet is in the process of evolving into a Category 2. You know, every once in a while, it shakes itself. You know, it might stop rotating on its axis, especially with huge asteroid hits like have happened before in the past. In the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Yucatan, where I just went on this cruise recently. And by the way, I'll tell you about it later if I have time. It was a very nice cruise. There's 37th on Carnival. And I just love getting away. I love the entertainment. The food, of course, is top-notch. I'm a vegan vegetarian, 99.5% vegan. I'll eat some food that's got dairy and a little bit of egg in it. But since 1999, I've been a vegan. And I most food anywhere, you know, compared to, say, a resort somewhere, an all-inclusive resort. So we went to Honduras, Belize, and Cozumel 7 days, the Western Caribbean route on the Carnival Vista out of Galveston. It was an excellent cruise. Whether it rained, we got off in Honduras, went to the beach, but it rained most of the time. And in Cozumel, we were going to go on another tour to the beach, but it started raining cats and dogs. It was coming down big time, lightning and thunder, so they canceled it. We went back to the ship. Anyway, so as I was saying, Earth has been hit before by asteroids, you know. And you get one big enough, like, for example, there's a crater in Arizona that's like, I think, half a mile wide and about maybe a couple hundred meters deep. And it got hit by an asteroid that was like 40 feet in diameter. 40 feet! Can you imagine an asteroid hitting Earth that's maybe a mile or 10 miles in diameter? Going 40,000 miles an hour? It's happened before off the coast of Yucatan. From what I understand, according to my research, actually that particular asteroid broke into three pieces, and one piece hit off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula, and then there was two other pieces in Siberia and one somewhere else, I forget. But when asteroids hit the Earth that powerfully, it causes rotating on its axis, and then when that happens, all hell breaks loose, so to speak. You have earthquakes happening all over the planet and volcanoes spewing molten lava and ashes up into the atmosphere. And when that happens, that blocks out the sunlight. When storms develop with wind speeds in excess of 300 miles an hour, and suffice it to say, it's very hard to survive that. It's an extinction event, and that's what killed the dinosaurs, they say, all those years ago. So anyway, Earth is a Category 1. It's evolving. We've had a lot of war and killing in our past. Anybody want to disagree with that? Do I see any hands out there? Raise your hands if you disagree. We've had wars, a lot of wars in the past, in our past, throughout the centuries. Wars, one war after another, killing. People killing their brothers and sisters all over the world for no good reason, right? Anybody disagree with that? Anybody want to step up and say, Blake, I disagree with you. And this is my reason, albeit illogical. That'd be okay. You disagree with that, call BBS Radio right now. Let me know if you want to debate that issue. We've had a lot of war in our past. And they still do have a war going on in Ukraine. Why are people killing each other when they should be loving each other, right? Who wants to die? You want to die? War over in the Ukraine. Go and be my guest. Pick up a rifle. Have your base blown up. It might be just what you need. if you're one of those warmongers out there. Anyway, so it's a Category 1 planet, but it's a beautiful, beautiful planet. So on a scale, where one is the lowest on the evolutionary scale, one is the highest, what is the number like? Good question. And it describes in the book, when he's taken to the planet, he comes up to the golden planet. As the spacecraft was going through their atmosphere, about to land, he noticed that the fine gold dust was close to heaven, to the spirit world, as you can get in the physical universe. It's a golden planet. The waters are pristine and pure. There's no air pollution, no water pollution. Animals don't. Trees could be 600 feet high. There's a variety of life everywhere. And they all love each other, and especially the ETs there, these hermaphrodites, the people of Fire, hopefully in the future to be reincarnated. They're good to be reincarnated. Finish with this. Ask if you can. Category 9 planet god, please. I'll skip all those grades, but maybe I came from a 6 category planet when I was born here. I don't know, God. I can't remember. But I want to be born with the sign of Uber because it's a beautiful planet. And there you're as close to the supreme creator. People on that planet. Otherwise known as, or then your soul, which has accumulated all the lifetimes of experience and knowledge from those lifetimes, then you would simply cast. The dimension of the great creator spirit of the universe who initiated the Big Bang. Created all the physical universe that you see in front of you with your eyes. What his, her spiritual needs is. Remember, this is a universe of males and females, alpha, omega, positive, negative, yin, the yang. That's why there is a mother god and a father god, but they are co-creator gods. Ones that made your soul and your spirit there on this, that world on fire. They went through the process like you're going right now, living on a planet, dying, being born again on another planet, living that life, dying, going to heaven, having a little vacation there, remembering where you came from. All those angels all around, all that beauty, chariots everywhere, the patriarchs of the Bible, the disciples, all the famous people throughout the centuries. There's no religion there, there's only spirituality, Mother and Father God. And those that don't believe in the Mother God, I'd like to hear what you're going to say to face said and say, Father God, I didn't know that you wanted a woman by your side. I didn't know that you're a male spirit and you wanted a female spirit by your side. I just, idea never occurred to me. I'm sorry. I didn't know that you're a man and you have your wants and your needs. I mean, I can't believe people would think like that, you know? But anyway, so there is the Mother and Father God, the creators of your soul and your spirit. And you one day will be one too, because you are co-creator God in the making. But the book, through the process of reincarnation, one life after another, my friends. That's logic. That's rationale. That's irrefutable. I don't care what anyone says. If you disagree with that, call BBS Radio. Let me hear what you think. Because religion doesn't cut it, my friends. you have so many different religions, all these different ideas, and if they don't agree with each other, you know what they do? They go to war, and they kill each other because they don't believe the same thing. Well, if you're really secure in your beliefs, you wouldn't need to fight somebody because you would know that what you believe in is the truth. And when you know the truth, then there's no need to fight about knowing the truth because you're secure in your beliefs. Does that make sense? When you have your beliefs, it's because then you don't have to fight and you don't have to defend yourself. Yes, sometimes I feel like I need to speak up, but I don't usually. I let people believe what they want to believe, especially when they try to tell me the way things are and don't get my input, you know. It should be a two-way conversation, you know, except when you have your own radio show like me. Be my guest. If you're passionate about a subject, even if you're a Christian and you're just using that as a stepping stone to get to a higher level of spirituality, you love talking about whatever you believe in. Go ahead. You know, that's what I do. I've come a long way. I'm 68. I used to be a born-again Christian. I admit it, you know. In 1988, I became born again, and that's a good thing because I gave up drinking. I gave up smoking, and I started studying the life of Jesus. And there is no more noble pursuit in this world, if you ask me, than studying the life of Jesus, who I believe was an extraterrestrial, who came from another planet. Guess what planet? You guessed it. Thiuba. It's in the book. If you've watched the movie Avatar, you'll notice some similarities there, especially with the blue bodies that they're able to make and how they slip their astral bodies or their spirits inside the blue bodies and they're able to walk around, run around, talk, and so on, you know? But let me get back to the book here. I'm going to do some reading for you. And the situation is Michael Desmarquette is now on the planet. He's being showed around, being given all this information to write the book with. 10 days goes by pretty fast. One time he's taken to these elders and great personages, great people, able to levitate themselves and do incredible things, just absolutely fantastically incredible, shining with a mist, powerful, intelligent beings who are the masters of the planet itself. All the other extraterrestrials, the other hermaphrodites, kind of bow to them because of their knowledge, their wisdom. So Michael's taken to them, and they have some information to give him to take back so he can share that knowledge with everybody. And that's what I'm about to do with you. So let me read that to you. It's an amazing book. Get it. If you want to develop yourself spiritually this way, recommended by the Reverend Blake Ruby for you. Take it or not. Believe it or not. It's up to you. No skin off my nose if you don't. Although I wish you would. Because the world needs all the people out there, the more the better, to help make the world a better place. Right? Okay. Hold on. Okay. So he's in front of the seven people. They're arranged in a semicircle. They're on chairs. They have beautiful tunics on, beautiful colors. They're sitting cross-legged in the lotus position. It has been brought before them. J.O.'s with him. And Toli and Biastra also with him. And so I'm going to start reading here. It's all masters. So the main man in charge of the seven who sits in the middle. Now, once and for always, we will provide you with what you key to the mission. As you have heard, in the beginning there was the Spirit alone, and he created by his immense force all that exists materially. He created the planets, the suns, plants, animals, with one goal in mind, to satisfy his spiritual need. I think he really means take that for granted and carry on. This is quite logical. Oh, I see you are one. Explanation. The creator sought spiritual experiences through a material world. In order to have these experiences, he wanted to embody a tiny part of his spirit in a physical entity. I can't remember all this, but apparently he was given a gift to remember everything. He went back home and he started writing his book. He was communicating by thought. This is possible, I believe. And a lot of the information was given by that time. So yeah, no doubt he had to add a few things here or there, kind of patch together like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle according to his own interpretation. But let me continue. In order to have these experiences, he wanted to embody a tiny part of his spirit in a physical entity. To do this, he called on the fourth force. The fourth force, which Thiel has not yet spoken of and which concerns only spirituality. In this domain, awe also applies. You must certainly know that the pattern of the universe dictates that nine planets revolve around their sun. It is also the case that these suns revolve around a bigger sun, which is the nucleus for nine such suns and their nine planets. So it continues, right to the center of the universe from where the explosion referred to by the English as the Big Bang originated. Needless to say, certain accidents occur. And sometimes a planet will disappear in a system, or perhaps enter it. But later in time, the solar system will revert and base its structure again on the number nine. The fourth force has very to play all that the spirit had imagined. It inserted thus an infinitesimal part of the spirit in the human body. This comprises what you could call the astral body. It's one essential human being and consists of 1/9 of a higher self. This is like a we are all co-creator gods in the making. The higher man is, in other words, entity which sends 1/9 of itself into a human body, becoming the person's astral being. Other is similarly the other of the same higher self, and yet each part remains integral to the central entity. Which is then, my friends, that our mother and father, our creator, our souls, and our spirits, and so we are actually part of them. That's why we can communicate directly to them. Further, the higher self is a 9th part of the superior higher self, because the Father in heaven, they also created their souls and spirit, other and Father of God. And so this goes all the way to the center of the universe. You know what I mean? That we have a mother and father God of the Milky Way galaxy, the first sun that was created in the Milky Way galaxy, the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Overlords, kind of, higher, like grandfather and grandmother gods, if you will, all the way to the center, you know, in other galaxies as well. You must not think that the higher self of the first category is insignificant in comparison with the others. It functions at a lower level, but it is nevertheless extremely powerful and important. It is capable of curing illness and even resuscitating the dead. There are many instances of people declared clinically dead who are brought back to life in the hands of doctors who had abandoned all hope for them. What generally happens in these cases is that the person's astral body meets with the higher self. This portion of the higher self has left the physical body during the period of death. It perceives its physical body below, and the doctor is trying to resuscitate it. It can also perceive loved ones who mourn for it. In its present state, the astral body, the person will feel perfectly well, even blissful. Usually, he abandons the physical body. Frequently, the source of much suffering, right? To find himself catapulted down a psychic tunnel, like a tunnel, at the end of which is a wondrous light and beyond a stable. All true, my friends. If before passing through this canal into the blissful light, which is his higher self, or heaven, in other words, where our mother and father God honor, he has the least will not to die, not on his own account, but for the sake of those who need him, young children, for example, he will ask to return. In certain cases, it will be permitted. You are in constant communication with your higher self, your mother and father God, by means of your cerebral canal. You have a brain. I have a brain. By that means, acting on a transmitting and receiving post, it conducts special vibrations directly between your astral body and your higher self, your mother and father God. Your higher self monitors you continually by day and by night and can intervene to save you from an accident. Someone, for example, who is to catch a plane, finds that the taxi breaks down on the way to the airport. A second taxi called also breaks down, just like that. Just like that. Could you really believe in such a coincidence? The plane in question crashes 30 minutes later, leaving no survivors. Another person, an old and rheumatic woman, barely able to walk, starts to cross the street. There is a loud horn blast and screeching of tires, but this person is miraculously able to leap safely. How is this explained? It was not yet her time to die. Her higher self intervened. In 1/100th of a second, the higher self triggered a reaction in her adrenal glands, which, for a few seconds, provided enough strength to her muscles to enable her to execute the leap which saved her life. Adrenaline released into the blood can make it possible to flee from imminent danger or to defeat the unbeatable through anger or fear. In too strong a dose, however, adrenaline becomes a lethal poison. It isn't only the cerebral canal which is able to conduct messages the higher self to the between the higher self and the astral body. Another channel exists sometimes in dreams, or should I even say in sleep. At certain times during sleep, your higher self is able to call your astral body to it and either communicate instructions or ideas or to regenerate it in some way, replenishing its spiritual strength or enlightenment in regard to solutions to important. Taking a drink of water. For this reason, it is essential your sleep is undisturbed by intrusive noise or by nightmares resulting from harmful impressions received during the day. Perhaps you will better understand the importance of your old French saying, night brings counsel. The physical body in which you exist at the moment is already very complex, but still it is nothing compared with the complexity of the process of evolvement, which occurs with astral bodies and higher selves. In order to allow ordinary people on your planet to understand as easily as possible, I will make my explanation in the most simple terms. Your astral body, which inhabits every normal human being, transfers to its higher self, Mother and Father God, all the sensations that are experienced in the physical body. The immense filter of nine higher selves, the full lying ocean that surrounds the spirit of the universe. If these sensations are based on materialism, the higher selves have enormous trouble filtering them, just as a water filter clogs quicker if it filters dirty water than if the water was already clear. If through the numerous experiences you have in your life, you ensure your astral body benefits in a spiritual sense, it will acquire more and more spiritual understanding. In time, which can vary from 50 to even 15,000 of your earth years, your higher self will have nothing more to filter. This part of itself, embodied in the astral being of Michael Desmarquette, will be so spiritually advanced, it will have arrived at the next stage where it will have to contend with the more superior. We can compare this with a nine-stage filter through of nine elements. At the end of stage one in the process, one will have been completely eliminated with eight remaining. Of course, to make this information easier to digest, I am making enormous use of imagery. So in other words, once we die and go to the spirit world, if we've evolved enough, if we have developed ourselves enough spiritually, then we'll be ready to go to another solar system somewhere, either the Milky Way galaxy or around the universe, and be born into that solar system, on a planet in that solar system. But then we will attach ourselves, so to speak, like it says in the book, to the Mother and Father God of that solar system, to that planet, which is of a higher spiritual category, a higher evolutionary category. So, for example, you could be born into a category 2 planet somewhere in the galaxy or the universe, or maybe a 3 or a 4, possibly all the way to a 9, depending on how many lives you've had in your past, how many past lives you've had. So let me continue reading here. You are not following me very well, and I am anxious that you will understand absolutely all that I explain to you. In his wisdom, the Spirit, by means of the fourth force, provided the nine categories of planets. At present, you are on the planet Thiouba, which is in the ninth category, that is, at the top of the scale. Earth is the planet of the first category, and therefore, at the bottom of the scale. What the planet Earth could be likened to a kindergarten, with the emphasis on teaching basic social values. A planet of the second category would then correspond with the primary school, with further where further values are taught. In both schools, adult guidance is imperative. The third category would comprise secondary schools where a foundation of values allows exploration beyond. Next, you would go to university, where you are treated as an adult, the University of the Universe, hey, where you're treated as an adult, where you would go to college. Progress occurring within the 9 categories of planets. The more spiritually advanced you are, the more you will benefit on a superior planet. Be by an environment and general way of life which is superior. The very way in which you procure food is much easier, which in turn simplifies the process of organizing your way of life. The consequence is more effective spiritual development. On the higher planets, nature itself enters the stage to assist the people, and by the time you reach planets of the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th category, not only is your astral body highly evolved, your physical body has also benefited from your development. Just like those ETs, they're 9 feet tall, they're able to levitate themselves, they're able to put your hand up and the water will come to you, that kind of thing. Isokinetics, I think it's called. And they're able to, they have incredible technology. They fly around in the air with a belt around their waist, neutralizing gravity around their body, you know, anti-gravity. And, of course, I told you about their spaceships, and they're just, they love each other, you know, they adore each other. That's something we should do here on Earth. Because we're fearfully and wonderfully made, like the Bible says. We have hearts that beat independently of our will. And hundreds of miles of veins in the body, brain, and lungs of purified blood. I mean, we are fearfully, truly, fearfully and wonderfully made. And we need to raise our spirituality up with our technology, which is pretty good, you know. There's still nothing compared to theirs. So let me continue reading. We know you have already been favorably impressed by what you have seen on our planet. As you see more, you will appreciate it, that it is what you would call on Earth a paradise. And yet, compared with what happens when you die, when you become a true spirit and achieve true happiness, it is nothing. I must be careful not to make this explanation too long, for you must report it word for word, changing nothing in the book you will write. It is absolutely essential you allow no personal opinion to intrude. No, don't get anxious. Bio will help you with the details when the time comes to start writing. From this planet, it is possible to remain in a physical body or be reunited with a great spirit in the ether, like I was saying before. As we're uttered, the old leader shone more brightly than ever, and I was surprised to see him almost disappear in a golden mist, only to reappear a second later. You have understood that the astral body is a body which inhabits your physical body, recalling and noting all the understanding acquired spiritually, not material. The physical body is merely a vehicle which we abandon to die. I will elaborate, for I see in most cases has confused you. By this means, some of us, including all on our planet, are able to regenerate the cells of our bodies at will. Yes, you have already noticed that most of us seem to be of the same age. We are one of 3 planets that are the most highly evolved in this galaxy. Some of us can and do directly join what we call the Great Ether. Still, on this particular planet, we have arrived at a stage near perfection, both materially and spiritually. But we have our roles to perform, as does every creature existing in the universe, In fact, everything, including a simple pebble, has its role. Our role as beings of a superior planet is to guide, to help with spiritual development, and even sometimes materially. Be in a position to give material assistance because we are technologically the most advanced people. Indeed, to his child, if he were not older, more educated, and more skilled in diplomacy than the child. If the child should require physical punishment, as unfortunately is sometimes the case, isn't it important that the parent be physically stronger than the child? Certain adults who refuse to listen and who are absolutely stubborn also need to be corrected by physical means. You, Michael, come from the planet Earth, which is sometimes called the planet of sorrows. Indeed, the name is appropriate, but it is this way for a precise reason. It is intended to provide a learning environment of a quite specific kind. It is not because life there is so difficult that you have to intervene. You cannot lightly go against nature, destroying rather than conserving what the Creator has put at your disposal. That is, interfering with ecological systems which have been intricately designed. Certain countries like Australia, where you are from, are beginning to show great respect for ecology, and it is a step in the right direction. But even in that country, what case is made of pollution, both water and air pollution? What is ever done about one of the worst forms of pollution? Noise. I say worse because people such as Australians pay virtually no attention to it at all. Ask someone if traffic noise bothers them, and the response will surprise you. 85% of the time it will be, "What noise? What are you talking about?" "Oh, that noise. We get used to it." And it is precisely because they get used to it that the danger exists. Just then, Thaura, as this high figure was called, made a gesture, and I turned around. He was replying to a question I had mentally posed. To know so much about our planet with such so much precision. Turning around, I almost uttered a cry of surprise, for behind me stood Biastra and Latole, those two ETs I was telling you about, the other ones. In itself, this was not surprising, but the friends I knew who measured 310 and 280 centimeters in height, about 9 feet tall, respectively, were now reduced in size to correspond with my height. My mouth must have continued to gape, for Thaura smiled. Can you understand that sometimes, and very often in these days, some of us live among your... And there's my answer to your question. To continue on the very important subject of noise, it is such a danger that if nothing is done, catastrophe is certain. Let us take the example of a discotheque. The people who expose themselves to music that is typically played three times too loudly are subjecting their brains and their physiological and astral bodies to vibrations which are so harmful. If they could see the damage that is caused, they would vacate the discotheque quicker than if there was a fire. But vibrations don't only come from noise, they also come from colors. And it is astonishing that on your planet, experiments conducted in this field have not been followed up. Our agents reported a particular experiment involving a man who was capable of lifting a certain weight. It was found after staring for a moment at a paint-colored screen. He consistently lost 30% of his strength. Your civilization pays no attention to such experimentation. In fact, colors enormously influence the behavior of human beings. And yet, control of this influence requires that an individual's aura be taken into account. If, for example, you want to paint or wallpaper your bedroom with the colors that are truly appropriate for you, you must be aware of the colors of certain principal points of your aura. By matching the colors of your walls with those of your aura, you can improve your health or maintain good health. Further, the vibrations emanating from these colors are essential for good mental balance, exerting their influence. How we could be expected to know these different colors and auras when on Earth we were not capable of perceiving auras? Of course, Aura replied immediately without me having heard about it. Michael, it is now very important that your experts invent the special equipment necessary to enable perception of the aura, as this in turn will ensure that correct choices are made at the critical crossroads ahead. The Russians have already photographed the aura. This is the beginning, but the results obtained allowed them only to read the first two letters of the alphabet, as it were, in comparison to what we are able to decipher. The reading of the aura in order to heal the physical body is nothing compared with such a reading can achieve for the psychic body or the physiological body. It is in the area of psyche that on Earth your greatest problems exist. At the moment, most responsibility is taken for the physical body, but this is a serious mistake. If your psyche is poor, it will influence your physical appearance accordingly, but regardless, your physical body will wear out and die one day, whereas your psyche, being part of your astral body, never dies. On the contrary, the more you cultivate your mind, the less you will be burdened by your physical body and the quicker you will proceed through your cycle of lives. We could have brought you to our planet in astral body, but instead we have brought you here in physical body. And for an important reason. I see you already understand the reason. Assist us in our task. The Thaura talking and seemed to lapse into thought, at the same time fixing me with his luminous eye. I cannot say how much time elapsed. I know my state became more and more euphoric, and I was aware that the auras of the seven personages were gradually changing. The colors became more vivid in places, softer in others, while the outer edges became misty. This mist became more golden than pink, as it spread gradually, blurring the seven figures. I felt Thio's hand on my shoulder. No, you are not dreaming, Michael. It is all quite real. She spoke very loudly, and to prove her point, she pinched my shoulder so hard, she left a bruise that could be seen for several weeks. What was that? I would not have thought you capable of... Sometimes strange means are... always disappear and sometimes appear in a manner, and you might have thought it part of a dream. I am entrusted with the task of ensuring that you recognize what is real. With these words, Bio pivoted me around, and I followed her as we departed by the same route we had come. And that's the end of my reading, my friends. That is true. I can't convince you that it happened, that it was real, that it was true. But suffice it to say, isn't it wonderful to think that they're out there, that there is a planet like that out there, there are beings like that out there. This one man who wrote the book, Michael Desmarquette, who recently passed away, I think about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe in 2017, about five years ago. They say that he did it. Explained in the book, he did a regression. He went back in time, and they can do that. They can travel back to the past, but they can't actually interact in the past. So he was taken back like 15,000 years when the continent of Lemuria, or Mu, which existed in the Pacific Ocean, existed. Civilization, just like Atlantis, and they had very incredible technology back then. They had mastered anti-gravity. They had vehicles capable of traveling light speed, I think. And they didn't have any monetary system. They shared what they had. You could go to a market. They had meat and fish and vegetables and flowers, and everyone took what they wanted. It was shared. They were very intelligent. But going back to what I said, there was an extinction event, kind of like dinosaurs. But my time limit, and thanks for listening. I'll check you on the next Saturday, God willing. I'll be here. And I wish you all the best. Thank you for listening to my show. And I love you. I know we have to love each other. You probably love me. And may the creator of the universe bless us all and help us in any way we need it. Thanks for listening again. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.